of reading the chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita. So let us start with the chant. Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chalu Ramardhanam Devapi Paramanandam Krishnam Bande Jagadgurum. So this time I have no chance to go back much. So I will start from where we ended, almost. So in the morning we have read that 12th and 13th verses where it has been said that restraining sarva dwarani sanyamma, all the doors, restraining all the doors. What are the doors? The eyes, ears, all the senses are the doors through which we receive the wisdom and knowledge of the outside. Sanjamya, controlling them. Put a screen. I like this, I don't like that. Let God come instead of seeing man as man. Hearing something, all the words are alphabets composed of different forms of mother. In Tantra, they said, all the alphabet are different mantras of the Divine Mother. So like that, you put a screen in every sense organ, sarva dwarani samyamma, controlling. Controlling does not mean that stop your vision, but how you screen through. We are seeing wrongly, now let us see rightly. We are hearing wrongly, let us hear rightly. We are eating for enjoyment of the tongue, let us say it is offering the Lord the food within, and it is God's, for the pleasure of God, or I am intaking the prasad of God. So these are the way of controlling. Putting God is the control. Sarva dwarani, all the senses, you just deify like that. And mano hridi niruddhacha, disturbed mind going all distractions, all directions. In the hridi, in your heart, try to meditate there, the Lord seated there. Focus there. Hridi niruddha. Niruddha means arresting that. Arresting the mind there in the mind, in the heart. Let it not go here and there as it goes all the time. Murdhni adhayo atmanaha. You put your atman thinking that it is here. That means your jivatman is merging with the paramatman. That means you are no more jivatman. Pranam asthita. Controlling the prana. That's why he called little pranayama is good. Deep breathing that makes the system very rhythmic. So pranam asthita, the prana, the energy is to be rested on what? Yogadharanam, is holding on to the yoga so that it is congenial to our meditation. And om iti ekaksharam brahma. Ekakshar brahma. Brahma is all pervaded absolute, but it is represented through some words. Brahma is a word. So it is called ekakshar. Why? Om. Om is one word. Though it is a mixture of letters, or om or bindu, but it is one word. So ekaksharam. How many things to think about God? Let us say om only. Om iti ekaksharam brahma. But don't think om as a sound. But think Om as Brahman. Ekaksharam Brahma. Bahran Mam Anusmaran. You using that and then think of me as Om. Anusmaran Yap Prayati. He who can depart. Depart from where? Last point, departing from the body. Prayano Kale, that is the main issue, as how one will live at the point of death. And how one will be freed People are dying every day. But how many people dying that way become free from all bondage? So this is the way of freeing the mind from all bondage. But it will not come at the point of death unless we practice. There comes the need of our day-to-day practice. Day-to-day spiritual endeavor is there. You know, to think of that, meditate on that, repeat that mantra, om, 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 different ways of, or your guru gives mantra. Soyati paramam gatim. If one person can do all these things, then he will attain to the paramagati, the supreme goal of human life, attain that state of perfect peace and blessedness. Now, again, to emphasize this path a little bit details. The verse 14 says, what is the path to non-return? We are born and we return. Why we return? Because we have desire. Because we have something unfulfilled to do. That's why we are born again. So, but how to go to the path of non-return? That I will not be back again. Sometimes people say that, oh my God, life is so difficult. Oh God, I don't want to come back again. But saying so will not do. But what is the positive step and how to move in spiritual life, that is described here in the 14th verse to 16th verse. It says, you may read with me. Ananna chetaha satatam yo maam smarati nitya shaha tasyaham shulava partha nityo yuktasya yoginaha. Ananna cheta, no unna cheta. It is very, in Indian language you can understand Sanskrit easily. Na unna cheta. Cheta means the chitta, the mind, not going to na unna, not other, not thinking mind, not thinking of 100 thoughts. Ananna cheta. So what the mind will do? If it does not go to anywhere, where it will go? Yo maam smarati nittasa. Whose mind or who will be smarati? Smarati means remembers me. How many times? Morning and evening only? Or in the shrine only? Or when you are japa, doing japa only? And rest of the time, okay, God is somewhere and I am somewhere? No. You see, Krishna says, nityasa. It is all the time, all the moment. Walking, sleeping, eating, working, meditating, praying, whatever your job situation, what demands, doing that, nityasa, all the time, constantly, yo maam smarati, he who can meditate on me or remember me, that's the point. Remember means you bring God to yourself. Remembering means what? You remember your friend, though the friend may be at a distance. But the friend, in essence, has come to your heart, isn't it? You think of your daughter or son, son may be somewhere else. But for that moment when you are remembering, he is no more far. He has come to your heart. So you think of God, that God will not sit in the Himalayas up in Kailas, Shiva. Shiva does not stay in Kailas. You think of Shiva, Shiva comes in your heart. So this is the point. Bring God to your vicinity, to your closeness. And he who thinks this way, smarati nittasa, at every moment, at every breath of our life, one who can think of God, bring God, remember God in every moment of their life, tasso aham sulabha partha. Oh partha, what shall I say? I am very easily available to them. You see how God is very kind. He is saying only, I am easily available to not to us. He is saying only who thinks of me day and night, I am very easily available. Very good condition. God is jealous God, that's the way I say. That means you know how Mani Kedar, he is putting in very, very easy language, but very complicated. He says that, you know, Mangs Marat, only you do Mangs Marati Nittasa. Very simple thing. I am not giving much conditions, only one condition. Only Smarati, remember me, Nittasa. Every moment, every breath, every twinkling of an eye, only remember me. Are you? How that man will live, then what else will he think? And you are, where will you go then? Can you remain anywhere else? There is a story, you know, but I must have to tell this story. You know, when Draupadi was humiliated in the court of Duryodhan by his brother, and then no help from husband, big warriors are sitting, fools, idiots, as it were, they couldn't protect the wife's sanctity, because they have lost the game in the, what you call, dice. Yes. And then even the big elders, they are sitting as many foolish people sitting over there, seeing this humiliation like that. And next, he thought that who will be of my help? She then called upon Krishna and started calling, "Oh Narayana, oh Vaikunthapati, oh Lord who live in Vaikuntha, oh Lakshmipati, please help me." Are, by that time this cloth is being pulled out, and then she went to the utmost point of humiliation. Then she cried out, said, "Oh Hridayapati," and then sudden supply of cloth started. And then when it went, to saṃsiddhim, they attain to that siddhi. Saṃsiddhi is perfect fulfillment, perfect siddhi. Paramam gatim, gatam, they will attain to the paramagata, gati, the ultimate goal. So, having come to me, if you can really think 24 hours the way he has said in the other verse, 14th verse, just we read, then having come to me, the great souls are no more subject to rebirth, which is transitory, this birth which is transitory, and the abode of pain. Because what is joy we think, that is pain. Today's joy, today good meal, we got today some beautiful dosas. And tomorrow when I will eat something, then I will think of the dosa. Yes, today is, I'm missing that. See, today's joy is becoming a cause of tomorrow's suffering. That's why even joy is not joy. That's the point. So it says, na apnubanti mahatmana. So, which is transitory and abode of pain, for they have reached the highest perfection. So they will not be caught into the trap of this painful birth and death. And note, everyone is in the cycle of birth and death. Till you realize God, till you know that God is my heart and soul and everything. That's why the 16th verse says, Abrahmo bhuvanat lokah punar avartinor juna mam upetta tu kaunteya punar janma navidate. You go to Abrahmo, you become a Brahma. You go to the plane of Brahmo, Brahma. Brahma's plane, highest plane, or starting from this earth, be a grass, be a worm, from here to the plane of Brahma. That means Brahma is a higher state of evolution of human mind. Gods and goddesses are highest states. Brahma is the highest because Brahma creates. From here to Brahma, even Brahma is not free. Because he has to create. So he is bound in his duties. Of course they are much free than us. But still they are bound by their duties. So, Brahma, Bhuvanath, from the Bhuvana, this earth plane, to the Brahma plane. That means 14 heavens, heavens and hells, 7 heavens and 7 hells. And in between, how many world is there? In Vedanta we call there are different planes of existence. This existence, the physical universe we live in, it is called Mahakasha, great space. The stars are in the great space. Earth is in the great space. Trees, plants, human beings, we are all in the great space. Then Mahakasha. Higher, another plane is there. Chittakasha, the plane of your mental plane. How many mental plane? In limitless mental plane. When you go to sleep, we all remain in our mental plane. 10 people living in the same home, they are living in 10 different worlds. And those space is so big, they are not fighting with your space and my space. Suppose in a room, if you have 5 people sleeping, that small space of 10 feet by 20 feet by 10 feet, whatever, it should contradict with your plane in your dream. You have gone to a beautiful place with railroad and train and a bus or your car, and you are in a restaurant eating good food, and someone is dancing, someone is singing, someone is crying, all this going on, and in the same space. That's why mental space is much bigger. It is called Mahakasa, Chittakasa. Now you have improved your condition by spiritual thinking, then you go to the another plane, that is called Chidakasa. Mahakasa, Chittakasa, Chidakasa. That is the plane of consciousness. Mind has come up to this point. you see. After this point, you can see gods, goddesses, these are in the plane of your Chittakasa. In a pure mind, you see gods and goddesses. Our impure mind, we cry and weep in dream. Someone is killing me, someone is coming as a tiger, someone is an elephant or something like that. That is a mental space. Mind is acting there. When mind becomes purified, you raise your consciousness into Chidakasa. It is a plane of consciousness. In that plane, there is only, you can feel a little separation, but you see everything is filled with consciousness. That is not the end. Another place is there. Vedanta says that is Nirakasha, a space, where you cannot say it is space. That means it is inexpressible, it is undefinable, that plane. Anyhow, so, this Brahma Bhuvanath Lokaha, all these planes excepting Nirakasa, Punar Avartina Arjuna. It is again in the cycle of birth and death. Even Brahma will have to die one day because his kingdom will grow. President Bush is gone, but president position is there. So another president has entered into it. So this Brahma who is residing now, his tenure will be over. But this tenure is longer than the tenure of our presidents here. It is 4 years. And the leap for the calculation is innumerable years. 1 million, so this is 1 day. Brahma's 1 day is, I forgot the calculation, but you can find in the Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Chatur Yoga is one, but semi how many years? One yoga is how much? It will be some millions of years. That is the 1 day for Brahma. Yeah. And he lives for 100 years. So Hindu calculations are like that. But anyway, that means even Brahma attaining so much power, residing in the Brahma Loka, and being the first cause of creation, he has his duration. He will have to die after 100 years. His godi will be taken out by another person who has attained such purity and love, wants to rule the world, they will be posted as president there. So this is the concept of Hinduism. That is also not a permanent state. Permanent state is your own divine nature, where you merge your identity, you don't keep any separation from that. That is called, that is the place is which is not lost any time. Avrambo Bhuvanat Lokaha Punaha Avartina Arjuna. Oh Arjuna, everything is rotating in the cycle of birth and death, even the Brahma, down to a crawling worm, to we human beings, everything is in the process of rotation and creation. This earth was not there. It was a ball of fire, sun, and sun has now split, and we have got Navagraha, and it is rotating, and now it is earth. So it was not this, it has become this. But when? Last year? No. It is millions of years or billion of years gone. In the eyes of God, this billion, trillion, these are only the yardsticks of little inch. But it is changing. The point is that it is all changeful. But Maam Upetthu Kunti, oh Kunti, son of Kunti, Maam Upetthu, if you attend me, Punaha janma na vidyate, for you there is no more rebirth. You have not to be born again. You will be placed in your absolute divine nature eternally, because you will merge in me. Again, me means not the man Krishna. Me means which he represents. We read in the morning. I am not going to that discussion. So the translation says, translation says, all worlds including that of Brahma are subject to return. O Almighty, O Arjuna, but on reaching me, O son of Kunti, there is no rebirth. He will not be born again. That's a big assertion. And we want to reach that point. Now, what is the Brahma, you said the Brahma. So Brahma, how many years he lives in the world? He says, Brahma, the creator, standard of time, as I was talking about, 17 to 19, two verses they say. What is that 17 verse? Sahasra yuga parayanta am brahman ahrajyat brahmano vidu. Aha, aha means yes. Sahasra yuga parayantam ahar yad brahmano vidu. Ratring yugo sahasrantam te aho ratro vida janaha. They are called ahoratrubit. Bit means noir. They noir of day and night. Who knows that those who know the day of Brahma. What is the day of Brahma? Who is last thousand of yugas. 1,000 yugas. Not 12 years, yuga. Our calculation is 12 years. No, not that calculation. They have not given the exact years. In some book they have given. Anyhow, so those who know that the day of a Brahma, it lasts thousands of yugas, and that his night also lasts thousands of yugas. One day is then 2,000 yugas, day and night. 124 hours of Brahma is 24 yugas. And they are the noirs of the day and night. That means he has said Brahma lives. Brahma will have to come back. But not today, not tomorrow. His one day is this 24 yugas. So multiplied by 365 days, that will be 1 year. Multiplied by 100, that will be that period. I do not know how much million, trillion it will come. Anyhow, that means even if they are not free. So here is the question that ahoratruvido jana, those people who know about the what is the day of Brahma, what is the night of Brahma, they say that it is this type of expansion of the period is called one day and one night of Brahma. Now, 18. Abhyaktyad vyaktaya sarva prabhavanti ahuragami ratragami praliyanti tatraigo abhyakta sangake. How then the day and night, what does it mean? Day and night means it is a evolution and involution. That is the philosophy of India. Not Darwin's theory of evolution. This is the evolution theory. This whole creation has come from Brahma, the creator. How the creator comes? This world is created. At night time, it is involved inside. And in the morning time, he wakes up and evolves. We are all like Brahmas. When you go to sleep, what happens? Your whole concept of life, your whole concept of the world, your knowledge about your subject which you deal every day in your office or in your profession, when you go to sleep, where does it go? All this knowledge and the concept about the world, all this existence, it is involved into the core of my being inside. It is like a spring in the watch. So you spring it out, it is daytime, and night time you leave it, release it, it goes into the circle, one circle within another circle within another circle. And that time, if anyone asks you, hey, could you tell where is this, where is that, you will not know, because you are involved into that. But your knowledge, again you wake up, spring expands. So Brahma is also like that. When Brahma goes to sleep, the whole cosmos is withdrawn. That's why the concept comes, deluge, a total deluge comes in the world. That is the concept in all religions. in Hindu religion, Noah's Ark. These are all allegorically explaining, but it is the expansion of this world and contraction of the world. It is going from cause to subtle to gross, gross to subtle to cause. It like that it evolves. So here it is said that at the coming of the day, all manifest beings proceed from the unmanifest. Unmanifest means as you are sleeping, it was unmanifest, not manifested. And when you manifest, then it spreads like that. So he says, and the coming of the night, what happens? The entire universe merge again in the same, which is called the unmanifest. So unmanifest to manifest and manifest to unmanifest. That is the day and night. And that is true for us also. Our manifested knowledge of the manifested world is during daytime. When we go to sleep, the entire knowledge of the manifested world is taken into the subtle form, into unmanifest. It does not die. That's why I remember yesterday and today. I go to sleep, in the early morning we'll wake up and think, I have to do this, I am late. No? All this knowledge comes back. Unmanifest, when you are sleeping it was unmanifest. As soon as you woke up, manifests. So this is called the day and night of Brahma. It gives some concept, no? These are very subtle ideas, but how to get it? So this is the way explanation is given. Now, next verse 19. Bhuta grama saivayam bhutva bhutva praliyate ratragami avasha partha Prabhavati Aharagami. Bhuta Grama, the multitude of these created beings, what they do? Swayeva, that same person, verily, Ayam Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. Every day goes like that. Once you become, and then you go to dissolve. Another day you come back, and another day. That's our life. Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. Ratra agame, when the night comes, again, avasa partha, by being helplessly, we are drawn into that state. Ahura agame, again, prabhavati, in the aho, day comes, and again it manifests. So the translation, this multitude of beings coming forth again and again, merge, o partha, in spite of themselves. That means we, under the spell of Maya, we are born again and again and again. We have no freedom. But freedom comes only when you realize the divine. It is said, we are under the spell of the magician. And magician is playing all these magic tricks. And we are overwhelmed. But if you make friendship with the magician, they will know the trick by which they are making us fool. But until you make friendship with the magician, you will have to be ha 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 always. The magician will put his hand in an empty box and bring you mango and then apple. If he can do that, why he is showing magic? He can be rich. Just put your hand and bring mango and mango and Alfonso. Sell the mango. How much got you? So it is all magic. But we don't know what is the trick. So God is playing like that, and we are like, ha, ha, ha. So you make friendship with God. They say, sir, how do you play this new magic? Then you see, come here. You go close to him. And then he teaches you the trick. If you want to rule the world, then you go there. And you say, I don't want Baba. I want to be in peace and joy. I don't want to take this trouble of ruling and controlling this thing. I am tired of that. Okay? So you be Brahman. That's why. This is the God's play going on. And we are befooled. And we are seeing the trick. But we are not making friendship with God. meditation, spiritual practice, seeing God everywhere, this is just a means to make friendship with God. How to make friendship with God? When you see something, see God there. When you're closing your eyes, see God here. So, this is the seeing God everywhere, that should be the policy. So that is, it is this, that idea is here, this multitude of beings coming forth again and again, marjo parto, in spite of themselves. They have no freedom. They are bound to see that, until and unless you make friendship with the magician. No? So, at the approach of night, and re-manifest themselves at the approach of day. That display is going on and on and on, ceaselessly. That's why Hindu faith is there. This human life is very rare. And what is the conventional idea of Hindu faith? That 84 lakh janma.
84
lakh yoni means how many? 840 million or what? What is the calculation?
8.4 million.
See, I was born 8.4 million? Oh my God! Being cat, dog, worm, insect, what not? Mosquito, bed bug. If born all this, my God! And this is the life, human birth, I got it now, after so much struggle. And in human birth, this is not the first birth. Human birth also, how many births we do not know. Our Premeshananda Swami used to seeing the nature of the people, who are bearing mean and unkind and beastly and selfish, he used to say, fresh from the forest. last life was a monkey or maybe say donkey or something. This is the first birth. So his, all animal nature is there. Only the body is the human body. So behave like a human. So now that body, human body, doesn't get improved and we become refined, no? Say the tribal life and our life. Tribal people, how to fight for their control over one tribe. How they live with the nature. How they torture themselves. We are refined. We may be crooked inside, but we are so soft in outside. But on the surface they are very sweet. But that is improvement. Improvement than that, that crooked outside, crooked inside, very terrible to live with them. If they are angry, they will kill you, seriously. When we are sophisticated, we are angry, but I am not killing you. I may be being angry inside, but I can't go that far. I don't go to that animal level. So this is the improvement. And those who love God, that is further improvement. So 84 lakh life, that means 8.4 million births, does not mean that only that is the end. You have received this human birth. And now you look at, in the human love, human existence, the 6 billion people in the world now, or 6.5 or something. Tell me how many people care for God? At least accept that there is God. At least half of the billions will go. Though we say that in India all are Hindus, that is not so. All in Europe and America are Christian. Not that calculation is wrong. Many atheists, many non-believers are there. First of all, you believe. Now you believe. Who think it seriously that God is there? And really, there is a connection with Him and me. How many? Screen it. How many will come out of that screening? And now, who are now thinking, God is there and I have a connection, I want to at least try to read this book about Him, know about Him. How many? Now screen them. Then comes the little sincere people who said, oh, there is, and I need some path to reach there. I need some way to be connected with God. And now, how many getting mantra, getting practice, day and night, sitting. Now first got mantra, that is one point. Next comes how many getting mantra, seriously doing. We have no time, I got mantra, but there is no time to do japa. So this is a practical fact of life. So that's why it is to go through this all series of life till you reach perfection, till you feel that I am divine, in me is God, and God is everywhere. So that is the end of the journey. Otherwise, before that, all will have to be in the cycle of birth and death and death and birth and birth and death. It is a grim picture, no? And don't think that it is so grim. We are proceeding towards light. Okay, so now they re-manifest themselves as Brahma. We are unconditionally, forcefully being born, and we are going in the cycle of birth and death till we realize God or make friendship with God and be an intimate friend of God so that we know His secrets. Now 20 and 22 about immortality. Parastasmat tu bhavanna abhyakto abhyaktat sanatanaha yah sarveshu ka bhuteshu nasatsu na vinashati. Now what have been described is a grim picture. We are coming back and forth, and the cycle of death and going from the animal life to human life to human life to becoming godly life and divine life, like that. But there is another entity of ours, paraha tasmat. From this there is a superior something. There is a bhava, there is an existence superior to this cycle of birth and death, abhyakto, which cannot be expressed in language. Abhyaktat, even finer than the abhyakt. Abhyakt means unmanifest. We have talked about unmanifest and manifest. There is some truth behind this manifest and unmanifest. Behind the unmanifest is Brahman, which does not change. So, abhyakta, abhyaktat, sanatana. That is sanatan. Sanatan means?
Eternal.
This is going back and forth. It is in the level of creation and circle of birth and death. But behind that, abhakto means unmanifest, there is one truth which is eternal truth, which is not visible to the eyes. That's why it is abhakto to us. Two abhakto has two meanings. One abhyakto comes to up to Brahma. Another abhyakto is the unmanifest divinity, which pervades everywhere, which is not visible through these gross eyes. It is only with the absorption in samadhi. Yah tu sarveshu bhuteshu, this sanatana, this eternal, that unmanifest which is eternal, is sarveshu bhuteshu, in all living beings, nashyatsu, even everyone dies, that truth na vinashyati. That means the ocean does not die, even the ripples, millions of ripples and billions of creation comes and goes, birth and death going on there, even everything is gone, but that eternal ground of our reality, which is Brahman, Atman, it is not going anywhere, unchangeable. So that's why sarveshu bhuteshu nasatsu, even sarva bhuta, all this created being gets nasat, nas, lost, destroyed, na vinashyati, that does not go anywhere. So, but beyond this unmanifest, there is yet another unmanifested. You know, first unmanifest they have done with a small letter. And you see this book, next unmanifested eternal existence, all are capital. See, look at the book. Unmanifested, U is capital, eternal is E is capital, existence E is capital, meaning that Brahman. So, first one is up to Brahma, which is changeable, which has birth and death. But that eternal which is behind that, which is not manifest, that is eternal and that is there. You cannot change it, you cannot remove it, which does not perish even when all existence perish. All existence means existence of this visible universe is destroyed. Here Buddhism and Hinduism has a little difference. Buddhism say it is void, there is nothing. And Hinduism say, no, it is nothing, but it is no thing. Just separate two words. Thing is this one, this one, this one, isn't it? Even Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, they are thin, things, because they are entities. Ramta says, it is, you cannot see any thing there, with name and form and power and energy and whatever you can think. But it is no thing as such, but it is the existence eternal. So this is only, I think, the difference in the expression. I am not going to that discussion. We will have to finish. How many are there? We'll do it. We'll do it. We can quickly finish. Abhyakto. Now, you have said that it is imperishable, unchanging, everything destroyed. You cannot destroy that. Now, again, emphasizing that. 21. Abhyakto akshara ittukta tamahu paramam gatim yam prapyo nanivartante tadvamo paramam mama. See, if you read the Gita, it is so profound. At every point you will be with wonderment. You see, abhyakto, it is not bhakto, means unmanifest, just connect with the other words. U capital, which cannot be manifested. Brahma is manifested. Brahma's creation is manifested. We are under manifestation. But he is the unmanifest because everything can go back to him and come out of him. But behind him is the conscious, eternal consciousness, Satchidananda. That is called abhyakta. It is what? Akshara. It is imperishable. Iti ukta, ittukta. It has been said like that. Who said? Tamahu. That has been said as paramam gatim. That is the ultimate goal where we are tending to go. What is the ultimate goal? That's why a Ramakrishna philosophy will find that that's why Hindus don't want to go to heaven. Heaven is a temporary place of pleasure. Heaven is not the goal of the Hindus. But some Hindus may think that I will go to heaven. But Muslims think that their heaven is the goal. And not only goal, what is the goal? 72 virgins will be there. But, and all big houses, free wine, all youth, never becoming old. See the concept of heaven? No. That is within the level of this creation. Hindus don't believe in that. But we can believe temporarily. That's why many people hope to go to heaven after death. But they will be tired soon, because going there they will see the same jealousy. The gods are jealous with each other. They say, you are getting greater adoration, I am not. See, there are stories in Lakhindar, what is called Lakhindar. Those are many Puranic stories where you can find the gods are fighting with each other. So that is not a place. This is a, you can say that's a better place, means a better comforts. Air condition is all the time, there is no no natural heat and cold is balanced, food is balanced, plenty of food you keep, there is no cholesterol, there is no cancer. So there is no cancer, there is no cholesterol, and you can enjoy there. Only the problem is here. That's why they want to go to heaven. But you cannot stay there long. Hindu belief is that you will have to come back again to do good karma again. So now, but that abhyakto, akshara, it is called the paramam gatim, yam prappo. If you once attain that by your spiritual sadhana, you need tremendous renunciation. You have to renounce even the heaven, 72 margins in the heaven. Are you, what will happen to the women? They don't never think about that. They are thinking all men will go there and all the women will be there only. What a foolish thought! No? It is irrational to the ground. Are you, think rationally a little bit. Anyway, so yam prapyo, attaining which that state, nanivartante. You will have nobody to pull you down into the level of duality and can create any trouble for you. Tad dhāma, you attain to that plane. Dhāma means it is a plane. It is a state. I just mentioned four states of mind. Mahākāśa, cittākāśa, cid-ākāśa. Up to this is perishable. Nit-akāśa. That is the unmanifest absolute. So it is nivartante, non-nivartante. You cannot come back from there. Tad dhāma, that plane is paramam gatim, paramam mama. That is my abode. Now bring Krishna. Hare Krishna says, if you don't think of Krishna, you are gone. Who is that Krishna? Mama paramam dhāmam. What is that parama dhām?
Heart.
See? Brahman. Specifically, reading all these verses, what do you come to the conclusion? What is that Krishna then? Why do you fight? Brahman. Go to that Brahman, beyond all duality. Whatever name you give. So if we understand again, and I am emphasizing this, because the world wants to know this, and it should be hammered into the heart of everyone, that is full stock. Is my religion, your religion, my God, my guru, your guru. All childish talks. We should not be babies like anymore. We should be little intelligent and adult. So this is the spiritually, we are all babies. And babies fight with each other. And that's why so much bloodshed and everything is going on. And in the name of religion. Only to understand this point. So this unmanifested is called the imperishable. It is said to be the ultimate goal. Those who attain to it return not. They never come back. That is my supreme abode. See? That is my supreme abode. Krishna is saying mine. And if you say as a person, okay, it is Krishna's place only. So those who don't worship that Krishna, they cannot go there. But how that will be then beyond imperishable nature? How that will be beyond Mahākāśa, Cittākāśa, Cidākāśa, beyond that? It is contradictory to all the scriptures, all the understanding of the saints and sages. Now, the 22nd verse. So how to attain to that? Again, the same, whole Gita, whole Upanishads will be repeating the same idea. There is no new thing. Actually, we spend days and days talking new way, this way, that way, putting some jokes and things. But the point is the same. It says, Purusha sa para partha bhaktya labhyastu ananaya. Jashyantasthani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. See how clear, how clarity, how much clarity you need to understand. He's saying again and again, Purushasya para. Now he's a man. No. Purusha pure shete iti purusha. In each heart, Lord resides in each heart. Purusha. And what is that purusha? You and me? Para. That para purusha. Supreme purusha. Just to give an idea, we understand in a family purusha is the master of the house. Go to Indian background. Women didn't go for job or anything. So, purusha is the master of the house, and the whole house will run according to purusha's deed. So the whole creation, if you say there is a purusha, that purusha's command runs the whole show. But beyond purusha is the Brahman, the Atman. Even he who controls, I said, that is under the realm of duality. Creation, maintenance, sustenance, that is a big business, no? Big job for God. That's why he has to create Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar. And not that, Brahma has so many, see, Shaktis, Mother Durga, Kali, this, that. How much is the whole creation? And then not only that, so many gods, gods of hand, gods of eyes, gods of ear, you know, he has big administrative. And his big computer also he has to keep always. Track of everything tracked. You know, you do something, it is going in your account, he's not mixing with me. Just really see, we are troubled with computers. You put one's account in another, but his God's account is so great that it does not go from my account to your account, your account to my account. It's perfectly, every split second, whatever is done, it is recorded and its effect is coming to you. Either today, tomorrow, or it will come in future, whatever it comes, you know. So, it is perfect account. So, it is a big business and he had to maintain all these things. So, now purusha, sa, para, that para purusha, oh partho, how can we attain? That's why we cannot think of the infinite. That's why we take a human form of called Krishna, Rama, you can call mother, divine, this, that, whatever you name you give. Bhaktya labhyastu ananaya. It is attained only by bhakti. Bhaktya means by devotion. What type of bhakti? Again, you know, Krishna is always careful. He does not slip any time from his one word. Ananya bhakti. You have to love me only and only. Yeah, you cannot love anyone else. No anya bhakti. Anya chalvana. No anya. No other. It is me and me and me only. With that type of bhakti, ananya bhakti, labhyate. Labhyastu. That is attainable to, but only by ananna, nanna, one-pointed love. That's called the paravakti. In religious philosophy, we call it paravakti. See, gopis, that is the greatest example. When the Krishna's flute played at the midnight, not today's society, you are going into the street, maybe at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, nobody matters. You gone for some work. And in those days, the women, they're all shut inside the door. And mother-in-law, good control over the daughter-in-laws. And, you know, all the women, they're lovers of Krishna. So they, when this, listen to their flute, boss! And then you go to the Bhagavad reading. The Bhagavad says that the mother was feeding the baby, breastfeeding, left the baby and ran. One lady was serving the husband with food, boss, gun. Very good description in that has created trouble in our life also. So what happens then? So these examples in the Bhagavat. He was doing the Beni, the hair doing. And then gone. He had been his face up his dress. Who was putting one earring in the one and another was to do, but that gone. And everyone like a mad guy running. And they're all running, they don't know where they're going. All are hearing the flute of Krishna. And they're running. They have no question, hey, where did you go? Nobody asking each other. They ran. And reached where is Krishna. And then Krishna saw and he said, hey, why are you here, all these ladies? And it's a full moon night. And you should not come. You have your husbands in the home, they will get mad. Go back. Do your duties like that, you know? And these gopis are very intelligent. They said, what? You played the flute and now you say, go back to your home and go back to your husband? What are they husband? They're fake husbands. Real husband is you, Parama Purusha. You are the real husband. So that we have come to you and that's why it is called, it is a spiritual journey, not the physical journey. That's why at the end of this story you will find that when they are coming back at the end of the play, whole night playing with the Lord, each one feeling Krishna, understand that. It is not a human love. Each one of the gopis feeling Krishna here, dancing with her, playing with her. It is only the Paramatman and the Jivatman play going on, divine play in here. Everyone feeling. It is not one man sitting in the center and making dance everyone. It is the Jivatman Paramatman union. And when it happened at the end, that's why it is said, don't talk about this Bhagavat Prema of Krishna. You don't understand anything. You will bring your sensuality there. Because it is such a high level of spirituality, it can happen, only the pure mind can understand. Anyhow, so when they came back, they are coming, my God, now we will be caught. Husband will say, where did you go? Mother-in-law say, hey, you are feeding me and you ran away, but what is the matter? And you are coming after the whole night? So, but it is said, when they came back, surprisingly, the husband thought that wife is there itself. The mother-in-law thought, my Boma is here. Daughter-in-law is in the home. Then who went? It is their heart went. This is the meaning of this whole Gopi Prema. So, Purusha Sapara Para Partho, that Para Purusha, Krishna, you can say, in a play of the divine play like this, Bhaktya Labhyotu Anannaya, it is attainable only by love. Knowledge, Thakur said, Ramakrishna, Thakur means Ramakrishna, said, knowledge can take you to the outdoor of the house. But you cannot go to the indoor of the ladies' quarters. That means bhakti. Ramakrishna, used to play like that, and one gentleman in that village was very angry that why this boy come and play with my girls. In those days, girls means what? 6, 7, 8 years girl is a girl, and they are to married by 7 years or 8 years, otherwise what the society will say. And Gadadhar coming over there and they make the Karta says, don't come, you cannot enter here, stop Gadai. But the girls in the home, they are all expecting when Godai will come. So one day, Ramakrishna played a trick. She dressed like a woman and carried some basket over the head. And as if she is a woman, went to the market to sell something, the thread or something, and standing like that. And that strong man, master of the house, they asked, why this lady is here? So somebody says, she wants to have a shelter tonight because it is already the end of the day. So she had to go to different village, she cannot go, she wants a shelter here. Then he thought that, okay, woman has come, let's go inside. And as he went inside, the whole family, internal family, all the women and everyone is happy and singing and dancing. And then he inquired, what is this going on inside? Who has come there? Then he said, that lady, he's not lady, he's Godai. So bhakti can only go inside. Jnana can go after the outside. That's why it is said bhakti, parama bhakti is necessary. The gopis bhakti is necessary. Unconditional love is necessary. Unreserved love is necessary. Yasya antasthani bhutani yena sarvam idam tatam. Tatam means he pervades everything. The Supreme Purusha, who is he? Is attainable by unswerving devotion to him alone. Him means God alone, within whom? That God within whom is what? All beings dwell in him. In the Krishna's body, in the Vishwarupa Darsana, you see, all whole world is there. You are there, I am there, all the demons and daityas and the holy, unholy, everything is there. Sun, moon, stars, everything is there. See, the cosmic body of the Lord in him, that's why all beings dwell, by whom all this is pervaded. So you see, who is Krishna then again? But how to attain that Krishna? Unswerving love. With knowledge that should be there, but with unswerving love also. So jnana bhakti combined. And now he says, when one will, if one dies, because the question was that, when one dies, how he will reach you? This is a calculation, don't take it seriously. Don't calculate that way, rather keep the mind in God, that is the point. Here is two paths are there when we die. One is path, is called path of darkness and path of light. So it is called 23rd verses, two paths. If you die at one time, when the sun is long day, summer, long day, big day, full moon. So if one dies, what will happen? The soul will travel light to light to light to light. And if someone dies when the day is short, in the dark night, or you can say the new moon, more of darkness, the soul travels to the path of darkness. That's why there is a calculation, auspicious death. People say, hey, when did he die? The people, those who believe in this, they go to the almanac and say, oh, it is auspicious death. He died in this auspicious death. That type of statement is here. Two path. 23rd said, yatra kale tu anavrittim, avrittim chaiva yogina, prayata yanti tankalam, Bhakshami Bharatar Sava. O Bharatar Sava Arjuna, I am now telling you what? At what point of time, if someone leaves the body, goes to the path of non-return? And what is the time if the body goes, comes back again? So these are the two ways. So says, now I shall tell you, O best of the Bharatas, the time in which the yogis depart never to return. Yatra kale anavrittim, not return. That means they have done such punna, they have thought of God in such a way that the death comes in certain time when that internally they are thinking of the Lord, as also they die when their subtle body moves to the path of light. And then they don't come back. It is called chroma mukti. They go to higher plane and higher plane and higher plane, and from there there is the absolute Brahman. And there is the other, and the also the time in which they depart to return. That means they have their desire, they have their all limitations, so they go to the path of darkness and come back again. Next, 24th. Agnir Yotir Aha Sukla Sanmasha uttarayanam tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidu janaha. It is the fire, light, daytime, the bright half of the moon, and the 6 months of the northern path of the sun. That means when days are bigger. Then going forth, if they go to that time, the Nuars of Brahman go to Brahman. That means those who are yogis, meditated, they only go through that path of light and light and light, not to return. The small, and another path is the 25th. Dhumaratri tatha krishna shanmasha dakshinayanam tatra chandramasang jyotir yogi prapyo nivartati. Here, someone who is practicing spiritual discipline also, but not that punya has not gained that much. So they will take the path of smoke. You know why this point is coming? Because in India, cremation is done in open. When it is done, if it is fire gets choked, it is easy, smoky. Good fire, it is a path of light. They consider like that. We don't now need not have to think, but to know is good. What is the concept in Indian philosophy, Indian thought? The smoke, the night time, the dark half of the moon, and the 6 months of the southern passage of the sun. That means when these days are little and little and little. Then going forth, if anyone departs that, the yogi obtains the lunar light and returns. That means that is the path of coming back. One is the path of light, and from there he moves and moves in a higher plane and higher plane. Another is the plane where he goes and then comes back again. Now, this 26th verse, these are the two paths. Sukle, Sukla Krishne Guti Hiyete Jagata Shashate Mate Ekaya Yati Anavrittim Annaya Vartate Punaha. These are the two paths. One is called the Sukla path, the path of light. Another is called the Krishna path, the path of darkness. And these two gotis, it is jagate, it is world, it is going on shashate, for eternal. This is the two paths going on and on and on. Ekaya, by one, yati anavrittim. One goes and never returns to this birth and death cycle. And annaya, by other, avartate puno. Again repeating the same idea. Now 27. Now, but the yogi, he never comes back because he has become, yogi means united. That is the real yogi. So, naite sriti, 27 verse, naite sriti partho janan yogi mujyati kashchana tasma sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto babarjuna. Therefore, Arjuna, Baba, you be like this. What? You do not know when you will die. So keep yourself in contact with the Divine. Yoga Yukta Baba. You become united in yoga. Knowing that these are the two paths. One is the path of non-return, another is the path of return. So knowing these two paths, O Partho, no yogi is deluded. Because he knows which will take us to the path of non-return, which will take us to the path of return. That's how you live the life, how you think God, how you see God everywhere. Depending on that, whether you will come back, whether you will not, it is decided that way. It is not decided, it is a formula. You follow this formula and you have to reap its result, whatever you do. So, be steadfast in yoga at all times. After Arjuna, what is the ultimate advice to you? Try to be united with me all the time. Then you need not have to bother about when you will die and how you will die. Now, the last verse. Vedesu jaggeshu tapasya caiva daneshu yat punna phalam pradishtam atteti tat sarvam idam viditva yogi parang sthanam upaiti chadyam. Yogi attains to that parama sthanam, that ultimate abode, ultimate state, which has been spoken so many times. Which space? Vedesu yogesu tapasu chaiva. By Vedic study, by performing the yagyas, by austerity, by giving gift to others, daneshu, all this punna which you gather doing all this auspicious activity, atteti, if you be united with me, then you transcend all that. That means love for God is appreciated so much with knowledge that if you love me, if you get united with me, then you need not have to do any yajna. Vedas, you need not have to study Vedas. Vedesu yajnesu tapasu, you need not have to raise your hand and do austerity. In Himalayas you go, there are people standing with the leg right hand up, left hand up. I have seen one such. The right hand is emaciated and the nail has curled like a circle. So I have seen one man doing austerity, standing all the time. The leg has become so swollen, and water is oozing from the leg, as it were. This is tapasya. You need not have to do. Love God and think who is God. And if you do this, then all the yajna, result of the yajna, tapasya, or yat punya phalam, daneshu, you give gift and charity, by that the punya, the merit you acquire, you will transcend everything. And atteji sarvam, crossing all this, idam viditva, knowing this, yogi, he who is connected with me in this way, param sthanam upaiti chaddam, he attains to the parama sthan, the supreme place, supreme state of existence. This is the conclusion. So the yogi who knows this transcendence, the fruits of meritorious deeds attest to the study of the Vedas, sacrifices, austerities and gifts, and attains to the supreme primeval abode. That is the attainment. So iti, this is the end of Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ashu Upanishadsu. This Gita, which is like Upanishad, Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastre, in the Yoga Sastra of Brahma Vidya, it is called science of knowledge, science of Vedic knowledge. Brahma Vidya. And Krishna Arjuna Sangvade, the talk between Krishna and Arjuna, Akshara Brahma Yoga Namastu Astamadha. 8th chapter concludes here. Okay, thank you all. Now, time is also up. I have crossed about half an hour more. But we have finished it anyway. Not it is finished, you know, it is never can be finished. We will have to work on that more and more. As much as you, it is like, as much as you meditate and pray and dive deep, so much you will understand more and more. It is inside. So we pray that that we can really make the spiritual progress, knowing God, God's nature, divine nature, what is our nature, what to do, how to love God, and how to think of God beyond all prejudices and duality. So thank you all for these days, attending this, spending so much time, and hope to see you again if God wills and I come back. Thank you.
Maharaj, usually we end it with Gahware.
Usually
end the session in Gahware.
Do whatever.